From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Defense Secretary Robert Gates is urging Congress not to seek deeper spending cuts than those already proposed for defense. In prepared remarks defending the president's 2012 budget request, Gates said, quote, "We shrink from our global security responsibilities at our peril." President Obama submitted a more than $3.7 trillion budget plan to Congress earlier this week. Republicans argue the plan doesn't cut deeply enough to address the country's debt crisis. On his first official day as White House spokesman, Jay Carney repeated the president's call for freedom of expression in Egypt, where former President Hosni Mubarak was ousted in an uprising last week.
Expression of the legitimate aspirations of their people is very important, and they need to do it. They need to do it in a way that reflects what we believe, what the president has said, are these universal values that each government needs to respect. And those are freedom of expression, freedom of the press, freedom of movement, freedom of assembly, freedom of access to information, the internet in particular.
Well, Egypt's military junta is using texting, the very tool that spurred an uprising, to get its own message out for the strikes to stop immediately. Cell phones across Egypt lit up with the warning for the second time in 3 days. Nearly 600,000 housing units are under construction in the U.S. after builders broke ground on more new homes in January than any other time in 20 months. More on this from Danielle Carson.
Builders started to work on more homes last month, but almost all were apartment complexes. Construction of single-family units fell, and they make up the bulk of new home sales. Mother Nature didn't help. Huge snowstorms suspended work on thousands of projects. RDQ Economics chief economist John Riding says it's hard for builders to make a living when a huge number of foreclosed homes are being sold at fire sale prices.
There is such an overhang of unsold homes. We have to absorb that excess inventory before we can reasonably expect a significant recovery.
Analysts say builders also face high unemployment, tight credit, and skittish would-be buyers afraid to take the plunge because of erratic home prices. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
Industrial output is down for the first time in 19 months. The Federal Reserve says production dipped 0.1% last month, in large part because of a decline in output by utilities. But the government says manufacturers increased their output last month by 0.3%, driven by strong sales in cars and trucks. The higher cost of gas is a big factor in January's overall jump in wholesale prices. The Labor Department reports the producer price index rose by 0.8%. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow is up 41 points at 12,267, and NASDAQ's up 13 at 2817. This is NPR News. Borders files for bankruptcy today. The bookstore chain announced it had filed for Chapter 11 protection and plans to shut down 30% of its stores. More from NPR's Lynn Neary.
Borders says it has secured $505 million in financing from GE Capital to be used in restructuring its debt of more than $1 billion. Creditors include all the major publishing companies, with Hachette Book Group, Simon & Schuster, and Random House topping the list. Borders has been unable to compete with online retailer Amazon and discount stores like Costco. It also failed to come up with a viable strategy for dealing with the competition from e-books. The company has not said which stores will be closed, but operations will be normal at the stores that remain open. That includes honoring its rewards and gift card programs. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.
General Motors says it is recalling more than 50,000 Cadillac CTS vehicles because it says there's a problem in rear suspension that may make it difficult for drivers to steer. GM says a recall covers 2009 and 2010 CTS models. Most of them were sold in the United States. Black History Month at the White House will be marked with a celebration of Motown music. President Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama are expected to welcome performers, including Smokey Robinson and John Legend, for the event February 24th. It'll be taped and broadcast on PBS March 1st. We're still seeing gains in U.S. stocks. The Dow's rising up 35 at 12,262. NASDAQ up 13 at 2817. And the S&P 500 up 5 at 1333. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.